And the psalm this morning that we're reading in the Bible reading is Psalm 35. And it's very interesting to me because God says that he loved David. David and his relationship was really something for us to pattern. David wasn't perfect. God knew David wasn't perfect.
That's right.
It wasn't David was a good boy all the time. It was that he had an open relationship with the Father where he poured out his heart over and over and over. We just read in Matthew that there's a time coming when Jesus said there was a group that was around him and he says, "Depart from me. Depart from me because I never knew you." It wasn't that they didn't know him, who he was, his character, etc. But he says, "I never knew you." That's why he loved David, because David let God in.
Yeah.
He let him see his heart. He poured it out to him. And in pouring out, sometimes we get convicted. Oh, it wasn't just the other person, but I have a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Whether or not that happens, letting it out and talking things over with God, he loves that because that says relationship. So as we pour out to him, we're in that company that says that God says about, "I know her. She's mine. I know him. He's poured out his heart to me. I know him." Amen. So as for me, as for you, we get as close to him as I can. Now I'll get back to what I was going to say. In the psalm, the first verses, he's saying, "Take up my cause, God." And then he's saying, "Fight for me." And he even tells God how to fight and what to use as he's fighting for him. And then he says, "Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be a shaft before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them." Wow! David is one stirred-up cookie, isn't he, huh? "Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them." He goes on, and he describes what he'd like to happen to these enemies that are chasing his soul. And then he takes a breath. "And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in his salvation." He goes right on after that and keeps talking about how icky these people are. So, thus endeth the psalm for today. I thought, oh, goody, this won't work. So I reached on, read a couple more verses, and I came to verse 18. This is in tomorrow's reading. King James says, "I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people." And the message says, "I will give you full credit when everyone gathers for worship. When the people turn out in force, I will say my hallelujahs." We talked on Wednesday night about praying before the service. And I thought, oh, how interesting. Before we come to church together, we need to pour out our souls to the Lord. And then when we come into this great congregation, then we will worship him. We'll give him thanks. And we'll sing our hallelujahs together. Amen? Let's do it. Let's stand and let's say this from the Message translation. "I will give you full credit when everyone gathers for worship. When the people turn out in force, I will say my hallelujahs. And I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord."
Amen.
"For he has all the answers."